hands everywhere you are. Lift the hands high. Lift the hands high of people. We're about to see the mighty man of war with his host of war angels step into our battles. The battle of our lives. The battle of our families. The battle of our destiny. The battle of our nation. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. And whisper that name, Jesus.
I declare that battle over. I declare the crisis over. I declare the pressure over. I declare the tension over. I declare the affliction over. Receive the help of God for your life. Help for our nation. For the church. Receive it. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, receive help. And you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself and begin to pray at the top of your voice. Father, let your help be made available for everyone here today. Get ready to receive it. In the name of Jesus, receive help. I receive. Managalangaya. For your life, for your nation, for our nation, for the church, receive. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Master, for hearing, and thank you, Lord, for answering. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shake the hands of somebody and tell them the battle is of the Lord.
The battle is of the Lord.
And be seated.
He is Lord God Jehovah. The battle is of the Lord. He's all the Lord, he's King.
We worship him,
And a loud shout of prayer. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Is there someone here this morning? I believe that God has touched, and God has healed, and God has delivered. You came here with a pain is gone. You came here with an affliction is gone. God gave you an encounter for yourself, gave you an encounter for the nation, and you are here like that, or any of our locations around the world. Can you wave your hands? God touched you, healed you, gave you an encounter. Right. If it is something you can share, can you stand up? It is something you can share. All right. Remain standing. All right. So I'm going to call you at the end of the service shortly. In a short while, I'll call you out. Give the Lord a big clap. Please take back, take your seat. Just ensure you remember what it is. The blessing of faith. Part 2. And our scripture is Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. I want to again welcome everyone here this morning. I believe that you are not here by accident and you are not going back the same. The first Sunday of the month of April, the fourth month, the first Sunday of the second quarter of the year. We are looking at, as an objective, we are understanding the blessing of faith. The blessing that faith brings. And secondly, we want to understand faith for the blessing. What will my faith bring as a blessing? And how do I exercise that faith to get at the blessing? It's important to know that faith in God is an asset of the Christian journey. Christianity is a journey of faith. When you got saved, you didn't see God, you didn't see heaven, you didn't see hell. You didn't grow taller or shorter, but you believe that you are saved because the scripture said so, and because you have a witness in your spirit that you are saved and that heaven is your home. So it begins with faith. Christianity begins with faith. It continues with faith. It concludes with faith. That is why I believe that that Christianity is called the faith. We saw in Acts chapter 6 verse 7, where the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great number company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And in Acts chapter 13 and in verse 8, there was a man that was Elimas the sorcerer, his name, withstood them speaking to turn away the deputy from the faith. This man was trying to distract somebody from hearing the gospel and getting saved, and they called it the faith. It's the faith. So what is the blessing? What does faith do for us on our journey? Where faith, where the blessing is concerned. Number one, we said in the first service that the way of faith is the way of the blessing. If I follow faith, I will arrive at the land of the blessing. If I don't lack faith, I cannot lack the blessing. People of faith are people of the blessing. That was number one. Number two, we said that the way of faith is the way into our inheritance. You have an inheritance in God. There is something in God that belongs to you. It is your faith that gives you access into what belongs to you in God. Thirdly, we said that the way of faith is the way of rest. It is faith that delivers us from stress, from crisis. In that service, I said, God works the most when men go to rest. Before God could release the wife for Adam, Adam went to rest, to sleep. Before he could multiply the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, they sat down and rested. Before Peter could be brought out of the prison by an angel, he slept, he rested. When we go to rest, God goes to work. It was very elaborate. Going further, what does faith lead us into? Number 3, the way of faith is the way. Number 4 now. The way of faith is the way into the goodness of God. Experiencing the goodness of God is a function of faith. Escaping the badness of life and the badness of the devil is a function of faith. Psalm 27 verse 13 said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Those who believe see the goodness of God in the land of the living. To believe God is to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. To believe God is to escape the badness of the devil in the land of the living. Or our robots used to say God is good, and they were almost crucifying him at that time for saying that God is good. You know, the devil has been a devil for a long time. Somebody is preaching and saying God is good. It was a problem. God is good. Absolutely good. Devil is bad. Definitely bad. But we experience the goodness of God and escape the badness of the devil by the agency of faith. He said in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9, everyone who see you, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. That is, your life is meant to be an advertising agent for the goodness of God. Your life is to advertise the goodness of God. When people see you, they are to confirm how good God is, not how bad the devil is. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are people that pass in front of people and say, oh, the devil is so bad. See what he did to this person. That will never be your portion. I announce to somebody here today, the goodness of God shall be evident in your life in this month of faith in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth will talk about
My eyes have seen. My ears have heard.
Everybody, my eyes have seen. My ears have heard. My mouth will talk about. How many of you are about to talk about it? My eyes have seen. Everybody's in my eyes are seen, my ears are heard, my mouth will talk about the goodness of God. Sing it some more times, my eyes are seen. In the season we are in, your eyes will see and your mouth will talk about the goodness of God. The devil will no longer make news in your life. Are you ready for this? The devil will no longer be more visible in your life than God. The devil will no longer be more visible in our land than God. God will take the center place in your life. If that word is for you, your amen will be loudest. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The way of faith is the way into the goodness of God. Number two, the way of faith is the way of rewards, rewards, rewards. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith is the connector between you and your due rewards, due rewards. The rewards of your service, the reward, there is reward in serving. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Exodus 23 verse 25. And thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. Fruitfulness is a department of the rewards of service. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. The number of your days I will fulfill. Longevity is part of the rewards of service. You shall serve the Lord. Am I communicating at all? And he shall bless your bread and your water. He said, I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I think that will be Isaiah 45 verse 19 thereabout. I am not asking you to pursue me for nothing. It's reward. I have not spoken in a secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare the things that are right. I have not called anybody to waste their time following me. I have not called anybody to waste their time. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain
in the Lord. There is reward for service. There is reward for worship. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. There is reward for giving, for sowing. Many people have done many things that are right, but they have not seen the rewards that are right. Am I communicating? That is why we are here this morning. I am here to tell somebody, you are not wasting your time. Hey! Don't let any devil tell you, you are wasting your life or wasting your time going to church or wasting your energy or wasting your resources. Or wasting. You are not wasting your time. I have not wasted my time. I have not wasted my life. I have not wasted my time. I have not wasted my life. And you are not wasting your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, you are not wasting your time.
When I remember the testimony of this man, please take your seat. The testimony of this man who just testified just now. No father, no mother. He listened to a tape 21 years ago. And that tape changed his mentality. Went and got a first degree, first master's, second master's. He's now testifying of a PhD. And he's talking at the frequency of a changed mentality. I just told you now, I have not wasted my time. You are not wasting your time. One young lady told me some time back, I told you that. And she told me some time back, she said, sir, it looks like those who are doing evil are getting more success than us. I said, what do you mean? She said that she kept herself in secondary school, university, never knew a man, still kept herself till the time she was talking to me. He said, but it looks like all the bad girls are all married. All have children. So what is happening? I told her, I said, that is a lie of the devil. That is the kind of picture the devil wants to create. I said, look at me. I kept myself too. Look at us. All right? And we haven't wasted our time. And God didn't fail us. God did not fail us. See where we are today. We followed the path of righteousness. And God did not fail us. I told her, I said, God will not fail you. Gave her a prophetic word. Long story made short. She's married today. Has her child today. And she's established today. Traveled into 3 or 4 countries within a week or two. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. There is peace and contentment in serving the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. I am here anointed to announce in the season you are in, your reward shall be manifested. 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 Shout the loudest amen.
You will testify. You will testify. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
We had a pastor's meeting on Thursday. A pastor from Benin, one of the dynamic locations in Benin, was coming. What about Hill or which particular location? Ubawa location. He was coming with his wife. They missed the flight. The flight booking, they couldn't get the flight booking. And they said if they were to book another flight, they would miss the pastor's meeting. So they hit the road in one of these transportation companies. On their way coming, he said around the bypass that you will take through, the Okene bypass, somewhere there to take and then meet the road in front there. They entered into herdsmen, kidnappers, and demon agents. As soon as they arrived, once the driver saw them, he opened the door and ran. And stepped out of the vehicle. The other person standing in front also stepped out of the vehicle and ran. So they were left in the vehicle. Now, of course, they harvested those who ran. Because more of them were at the back of where they were running to. Now, this pastor sat at the back with his wife and began to tongue. And make demands on the unction of Dunamis Commission. I make demands on the unction of my father in the Lord, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. He said, there shall be no laws. He said, I cannot die like chicken. We cannot die like chicken. He said they told everybody in the bus. They were shouting. He said, don't shout. Say what we are saying. So everybody in the, it was like everybody in the bus began to say began to say the same thing. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. We cannot die like chicken. We cannot die like chicken. We cannot. Hey, there shall be no loss. We cannot die like chicken. Where blood, that's the pastor there. Where blood is wasted, our blood shall not be wasted. I make demands on the unction of Dunamis. I make demands on the unction of Dr. Pastor. They are not members. They were saying the same thing. Presently, they have come and shot the glass, put bullets everywhere. And the pastor sat. He said he sat, he was watching. All of a sudden, he saw a vision in front of him. While he was making the unction, he saw himself driving the bus. Wait a minute. Alright, so he shifted from the back seat. They tried to open the door was jammed. He shifted from the back seat, began to go like that, across the seat, came all the way to the front seat, and realized that even though the doors were open, the bus key was on the bus. The first thing he did was to occupy the seat first. The wife occupied the front seat on the other side. Followed him. It was like a commando operation. It was like a movie. Hey! 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 You have heard nothing yet. The one came with a gun towards the pastor sitting on the in front of the bus. He said, come out. He was speaking language, whatever language to him. And the pastor said, hold on first. Hold on first. He held his gun down. The two went to the madam. Come down. They wanted to drag her down. The madam carried the head of two of them. She was a lioness, so hit their two heads together and then carried their stick and hit them to the back. Suddenly, all of them stood with gun transfixed. She said, it was like the way you are watching a movie and you pause. So all of them, position with gun like this. Guns down. Fixed. That was how it on the engine once. It didn't on twice. Third, it's on. Locked the door. Drove and he passing through the midst of them, went their way. Hey! Are you just sitting and looking like that? Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. I'd like you to stand up on your feet. Walk to seven people. Walk to seven people. Tell them you are not wasting your time. 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 Hey! Hey! Help me still shake the hands of seven people. Tell them your reward is coming. Your reward is here. Your reward is here. Your reward is here. Your reward is here. Hey! Somebody say after me, say, where blood is wasted. My blood can never be wasted. I cannot die like chicken. I cannot die like chicken. and say after me, there shall be no loss in my life, in my family, in my destiny. There shall be no loss. I think that you have heard a lot of explosive testimonies in church. But when I heard the pastor's testimony this weekend, it was what we have heard in church was like shadow. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Your faith. Your faith will produce you the rewards that the devil has held back. Your commitment to God, your faithfulness in giving, your faithfulness in evangelism, and faithfulness in every realm, this month it shall answer. Your faith shall bring the answer. Finally, the way of faith is the way of wholeness. That's number six. The way of faith is the way of wholeness. Thy faith has made thee whole. Matthew 9:22, Jesus told the woman, daughter, be of good cheer, thy faith has made thee whole, the woman with the issue of blood. Mark 5:34, the same thing. And then, Mark 10:52, to blind Bartimaeus, your faith. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately, he received his sight and followed him in the way. Faith is the way of wholeness. Faith is the way of everything together. Everything together. That is life that is together. Life that is not scattered. Wholeness is defined as nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Wholeness. Say after me, say, in my life, there is nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. And even if there is anything missing now, say it by faith. Alright? So that confession can become possession. Say after me, say, in my life, there is nothing lacking. Again, in my life, there is nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. I am whole by faith. Even what you just said now is not so immediately. It will be so eventually. In the name of Jesus Christ. Having said all of that, what is the faith for the blessing? Well, just exactly all that we said in the first service. How do I walk in faith to arrive at the blessing? Number one is by possessing the revelation of God's promises. The revelation of his promises that he gave to you to access the blessing. By possessing the revelation of his promises. It's alright. Possessing the revelation of his promises gives you access to the blessing of faith, people. Possessing. What has God said to you? What did you hear? It gives you access. Romans 10:17 said, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Access. Number two, observing the examples of the blessed of God. Observing the examples of people who have been blessed by God. Because God is no respecter of persons. I believe it was in Hebrews 13:8. Where he said that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
What he did yesterday, he can do today, he will do tomorrow. What he has done in the life of someone is a prophecy of what he will do in the life of another person. Somebody say aloud, amen. By observing the examples, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, David, Solomon, of people blessed of God. It even contemporary people, people alive today, in whose lives you can see the blessing of God. It inspires in you faith to believe that the God who did it there can do it here. Thirdly, by possessing the conviction or the mindset of the blessed. There is a way the mind of the blessed think. By possessing the conviction or the mindset of the blessed. How is that like? You know, in Genesis 14, 22 to 23, we saw Abraham manifesting a mindset. I have lifted up my hand that I will not take anything from you in case you say I made Abraham rich. Blessed people carry a mindset. They have a belief system that says that man is not their source. That says that whatever they need is in the hands of God. Somebody running up there? Is there any usher there? In Luke chapter 1 verse 45, he said, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. Blessed is she that believed. Once there is a belief, there must be a performance. Once there is a belief, there must be a blessing. So you possess that mindset. You're not moving about like a struggler, like a beggar. Moving about pitiable, looking for who will pity you. There is a mindset. And finally, number four, is proceeding with the corresponding actions of the blessed. Blessed people have the way they behave. Their action is the action of doing everything they need to do to make God to do what God needs to do. The action is the action of obedience. Genesis 26 verse 1 to 3. We saw the obedience of Isaac. How God spoke to him. And Isaac began to sow in the land of the Philistines. And how the Lord blessed him when God said he shouldn't go down into Egypt. The most basic action of the blessed is the action of being a blessing. The action of being a blessing. Being a blessing to the kingdom of God. Being a blessing to human beings. That is the most basic action of the blessed. Because God said, in Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, he said, I will bless him. I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless him that bless thee. That is, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. That is, do you want me to make you a blessing? Do you want me to bless you? Then be a blessing. The blessed people are a blessing to their generation. A blessing to the kingdom. In givings, in tithings. And by that action, they move in a ceaseless dimension of a blessing. Anyone here today who believes that you are set for your rewards, say a louder amen. I prophesy to you today, every reward that is due to you, that the enemy has kept back from you, today is the end of that delay in the name of Jesus. What is yours? The promotion that is yours. The rewards that are yours, the favor that is yours, is coming your way now. You believe that? Stand on your feet to the loudest shout of amen.
Somebody just received something. You just received something. If you are the one who just received something, you will give the Lord a big clap. And you give the Lord a big shout of praise. Bigger, 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 bigger clap. Lift your two hands everywhere you are. And pray this prayer after me and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. I come before you today. I ask that you help me with the revelation of the word. Help me with the mindset of the blessed. Help me, Lord, with the grace for obedience to obey you and do the right things. I receive that grace. I receive that help. I receive that mercy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet, lift your voice and lift your hands and speak to God right now.
In Jesus' name. We shall take a second prayer. But in order to salvage the time, to work on the time, those who wanted to come out earlier, either had a healing or an encounter during the first session of the prayer, one of our ministers will attend to you in this middle right here. You can just step in there and let them hear from you. Yes, they are already coming out. Now, the Bible said the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. We're about to pray for this nation. Every darkness that is cast like a spell and the blanket of confusion disappear. No matter how hard the enemy tries, the purpose of God for this nation will be fulfilled. Somebody say aloud, amen. God has never had a plan that failed. He has never made a plan that failed. He has never made a plan that failed. Never, not once. Lift your voice now and say after me, say, Father.
Father,
we ask that the spell of darkness and confusion over our nation be destroyed and replaced by the climate of light and progress in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that the spell of darkness and confusion that is over our nation at this time be destroyed and replaced by the climate of light and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you.
nation, over our nation, be destroyed and replaced by the climate of light and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Wave your hands and begin to give him the praise. We can begin to take the first testimonies. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat one moment. Sharply.
Our sister said, while you were singing, sir, something appeared in her front. And she was wondering what it was because she could not identify it. Then suddenly she saw a hand come and the hand came and was removing dirt from that object until it opened everywhere, cleansed it, and it was Nigerian flag. And she heard the voice, I have cleansed Nigeria.
I have cleansed Nigeria. Somebody give the Lord a praise. The man of war has never lost a battle. Whatever has tempered with the destiny of our nation shall be dissolved and dismantled and dissolved now in Jesus' name.
She said that she was diagnosed of subacute appendicitis and excessive gas. It was a serious issue. Her resident pastor prayed for her. He stopped. Suddenly, the entire thing resurfaced. Yesterday, she was vomiting all through. Right here now in the service, the pain, the vomiting, all the symptoms disappeared.
Give the Lord a praise. Congratulations. Return back to the hospital and confirm. Ushers, three ushers. You can't hold one tiny girl. What's the aim of your work?
She has had this hernia for a year plus, and the pain has not been pleasant. She came to the church with a heavy heart because with that pain and while she was studying yesterday, an arrow was shot at her. She was so sad and heavy. But at the service right now, the hernia, that's after the communion, after the first service, the hernia symptoms and all pain and arrows have checked back to her.
Give the Lord a praise. Be free in Jesus' precious name. Yes, let's go.
Sir, an arrow was shot into the waist of this brother. He said he woke up with severe pain. He struggled to come to church this morning. While the ministration was going on, she said she felt the hand of God, him. While the ministration was ongoing, he felt a touch on the waist and the pain disappeared.
Every arrow from the pit of hell fired into your direction, that arrow returns back to hell.
Same with this brother, waist pain for 5 years just took off. He couldn't bend, but he can bend very well now.
Give the Lord a praise. In the name of Jesus, liberty in Jesus' name.
Sister Veronica Onovo, 5 years ago, in a dream, a vulture flew into her eyes and lost the use of the two eyes to the extent that she couldn't see beyond her noses.
Wow.
Until she came from Anambra, Abia, for that reason. Then in the heat of this service this morning, the same vulture flew out and the eyes opened. Now she can see clearly.
Friday night. I couldn't watch this screen, but today
the vulture has returned back to hell. What is the business of vulture with eye?
Doctor, I go to check up. Doctor cannot see it, but me.
Doctor cannot see vulture in the eye.
Yes.
It's not possible for doctor to see vulture. If doctor tell you I saw vulture in the eye, wouldn't you be afraid? Hey! I prophesy to you right now, every stranger in your body, in your life, wherever they have come from, back to hell. That stranger returns back to hell. Somebody shout, power! Yes, please.
Brother Nuhu Salahuddin from the other religion. Say he has been suffering for the past 8 years from ulcer, from general body pain and fear. Because he crossed over to light. So, but in the course of the service, the word sent jitters into his spines. The fear checked back to hell. and all the pain disappeared. And he has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations. And no devil will harm you or do you anything. In Jesus' name. Very, very sharp.
Sir, we'll take these two together. She said all about Nigeria, just like you asked us to come out if we have anything concerning Nigeria. She said, wait.
Calm down.
She said that while you were ministering, her eyes opened and she saw the situation of Nigeria and Nigeria, and a mantle was handed to you, the battle. That mantle meant who for you to give to who is coming to sit. And you saw the situation, and inside your office was full of fire. And at the end, you handed the baton to whomsoever is supposed to lead the nation.
Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Somebody say after me, say the will of God for Nigeria shall be done. No devil can stop it.
Yes. The same situation. And there was a particular man in Nigeria that kept disturbing everybody. And you went to the man and grabbed him and said, who are you? Why are you disturbing the peace of this nation? He said you took the man like a small thing and flung on your shoulder. Went outside Nigeria and flung him away.
Stand up on your feet. See after me, say in the name of Jesus. Anyone who will not allow us to rest, in the name of Jesus, we decree, on your marks, get set, get out of this nation. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the agenda of God for our land must be fulfilled. Give the Lord a praise, take your seat.
As I said, one thing that is clear, like an identity in her entire family and lineage, that everybody is broke. Nobody has money. Nobody makes any
nobody
money.
Nobody has money.
Nobody has money. So she traveled to the village and went to the aunt and said, why is it that in this family, nobody has money? Everybody is broke. The lady said, okay, come now. Let me take you to a native doctor. She said, no, I am a doing my time. I'm coming to church. The Lord will sort this out. And while you were ministering, no, she said, when the choir was ministering, her eyes opened and she saw everybody in the family, in the lineage, in a cage. Up under there in the cage, all of them were in chains. You came, broke that cage, broke the chain, and released everybody. And she knows.
Congratulations. Come over here. And I use this now as a party. We'll take one or two more at the most. And I use her as a point of contact to every family here that is in the bondage of poverty, scarcity, empty-handedness, infirmity, adversity. I declare that bondage is broken. Is broken. That bondage is broken. Is broken. Is broken. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
An encounter by our brother Shedrach concerning Nigeria. He said at the shout of Jesus concerning Nigeria, he saw the blood of Jesus sprinkled on a weak flag. The flag was immobile, completely weak. Then he said he saw the wind of the Holy Spirit go through the flag that made the flag firm and strong. And then he heard a voice that says, watch.
Watch.
Watch. Yes, sir.
Watch means be still and know. That was the first, the word we heard in the same, when we go to rest, God goes to work. Just watch. Watch. We are in a season of movie. Just watch. Be still and know that I am God. Lift your right hand and say, Father.
Father.
Take your place.
Take your place.
In our nation.
In our nation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Perfect your purpose.
Perfect your purpose.
In our nation.
In our nation.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Be seated. But hands lifted. And everywhere you are in this assembly, you say to me, Pastor, I need surrender to Jesus. I need forgiveness for my sins. I have heard this message. I've seen the miracles. I want to be free. I want to be forgiven. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see you. Prayer of surrender. I will get set for the blessing and for the communion. You pray that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see you. I see the hands plenty right here and all over the place. Now, I'd like you to pick your Bibles and your bags. Be the first person to come forward. I'll give you the count of 10. While they are doing that, communion stewards will also take position and let the communion be passed very, very fast. In the name of Jesus, 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
2.
I give you my soul.
3.
I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take.
4.
The more that I'm away from it, Lord, I have your
they are coming out. Can you just help me stand up 1 minute on your feet, everybody? The reason why we pray aggressively and declare aggressively concerning the state of the nation is because information of different things come to us all the time. Right now, somebody sent us a message. You say urgent intervention is needed right now in Igala land, Ogan Enugu, close to or to Tulu village in the Kina local government is surrounded by terrorists or herdsmen. Right now, please, prayers needed. So stretch your hands in this direction and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every community that is surrounded with kidnappers, with bandits,
with
herdsmen,
with
terrorists,
or jihadists,
anywhere they are surrounded,
we decree
divine intervention.
Now,
in Kogi State,
in Dekina,
and all around the country,
where
there is any form of crisis,
divine intervention,
celestial intervention.
Now,
open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask for divine intervention, celestial participation in Ogan Enugu, Masa Tekata, in Onisha, in the Kina local government, in the Kopanagana, in the Kereke Sinana, in the Kazakana, in the Fretekaka, Satakandaga, in the Kereke Sinana, divine intervention. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We decree divine intervention and celestial participation. We declare the sword of killers be turned against each other. The weapon of killers be turned against each other. In Jesus' name. So shall it be given. All the praise, take yourself.